Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Clint's mama told me he used to strut around when he was a high school star wearing a banana hammock.
Are you shitting me?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
I do like to have a good time. I like to party, especially on them Thursdays and Fridays now. Let's be honest, I ain't never had a day that I didn't like to party. If I'm available and there's good times to be had, I'm knee deep in that sucker. But I tell you what I've never done, I don't wear banana hammocks.
That's not what your mom told the Hall of Famer.
I'm just telling you, I don't care what Linda said. I don't care what any woman or man has ever said about Clint Sterner and banana hammocks. I'm telling you right now,
I ain't
never put one of them joints on.
So McClain, you're calling John McClain a liar.
Yeah, I think John McClain's full of bull right there on that.
Well,
if I'm being completely honest with you, yeah, I do. I like to party. I like to get down. I've done some crazy stuff that I'm not real proud of in my time.
I think I like
wearing a banana hammock ain't one of them. I'm telling you.
Now, there may
have been a few individuals in my life that could have, had they chose to convince me to put one on. There may have been a handful of that I would have maybe considered it, but it never happened, and I never did it.
I'm wearing one right now.
The only thing that I'm leaving the possibility out for is that since you do like to have such a good time, that maybe once or twice it's happened where you had such a good time that you just don't recall this particular moment, or maybe somebody remembers it better than you. Maybe you, the quarterback A-type personality that likes to be in control, lost control for a moment or two, and found yourself in the banana hammock, man.
That's some critical thinking right there. That's a good point.
I'm just here to tell you, man, it's untied and undefeated. And there have been a few that could have maybe gotten me off in one, but they did not choose to make that suggestion. And I did not do it.
Booger butt.
I did not do it. You know what I mean? I did not. It did not happen. So,
I believe you, Clint. I don't know
what the hell John's talking about. But the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns, they hired a coach about a day ago, boys. They hired a Cleveland Cavaliers assistant, Jordan Ott. He's the new head coach out there, and I don't know if this Kevin Durant trade talks intensifying was going to happen from a scheduling perspective, no matter what. And I don't know if Jordan Ott had anything to do, the hiring of Jordan Ott had anything to do with it. But the thought is, right now that over the next couple of weeks, that the Kevin Durant trade talks are expected to intensify. Now look, I don't know that the Rockets are still interested. I would hope they are. I don't know if they're still interested or not, but I've got a would you rather. But before we get there, Shams Charania, the top analyst reporter,
yeah, I would say breaking news NBA
breaker,
insider, yeah.
NBA insider, that's a good one right there. This is what he has to say about Kevin Durant and a potential trade here over the next few weeks.
I think the conversations will now begin to pick up on a potential trade of Kevin Durant out of Phoenix. Over the next 2 to 3 weeks, conversations will begin to heat up. I'm told the Suns will work with Durant and his business partner, Rich Kleiman, on a trade home. There's expected to be a robust market for him. 4 to 6 teams seriously interested in Durant, potentially ahead of the NBA draft. But between now and that NBA draft later this month in June, there's going to be serious conversations about moving Kevin Durant, and still one of the great players in the NBA right now, an all-NBA caliber player, still at the prime stages, really, of his play in terms of as a scorer. So we'll see where Kevin Durant ends up this offseason.
Before we get into that, you think Kevin Durant's still at a prime stage in his scoring abilities?
Yeah, scoring, I wouldn't say prime, but I would say that he's still of the upper echelon in the league, which, I mean, basically like a 70% version of Kevin Durant is still pretty damn good and better than most. So, no, I would disagree that he's still a prime level scorer, but he's just so pure. He's got a game that, as long as he's like in shape and can get up and down the floor, he'll be able to shoot that jump shot, you know, for the rest of his life.
7-footer that can shoot over anybody from anywhere on the floor. Yeah, that guy's probably going to be able to score buckets a little bit longer in his career than others. But we'll see. I'm all in on Kevin Durant. I'm a believer. I don't lean into Father Time as much as a lot of folks do. I know it'll bite me in the ass from time to time, but I am in 100% on Kevin Durant, and I'm in on that. That would change the game for our Houston Rockets. I firmly believe it. I know some people don't like it because he's older and it would be, I even like committing to a guy that, hey man, if it don't work in a year or two, his ass is up out of here and you make some adjustments, versus committing to somebody super long term and now you got that guy no matter what happens. I'm not opposed to any of it, but I can really get down with Kevin Durant on a short term deal. There's expected to be three to four teams interested.
Right.
And I don't know that the Rockets, I didn't see the Rockets were mentioned. If they were, they weren't. I haven't done a lot of digging.
Oh, the Rockets absolutely got to be in the mix. So some of the reporting from Kelly Eco, I think it was earlier in the week, from The Athletic, was saying that they have at least engaged more so on the Sun side. Because think about it. And some of the morning guys, I think it was Sean that was talking about this morning. Right, right. But, I mean, just the situation itself dictates that the Rockets would be a prime candidate for this, because they could use either Kevin Durant or somebody like that that can shoot, obviously, and then they have the actual Suns picks. So, and that was part of the logic in getting those picks to begin with, is saying, hey, we're gonna bet on the Suns' downfall. We don't think that what they got going on over there is going to work, and then sure enough, it didn't. And now we've got their future in front of them to be able to dangle in front of them for whichever one of their good players it is that we want, whether that's Devin Booker or Kevin Durant or whatever the case may be. And so now here we are basically facing that moment. But let me speak out against this whole idea about him being too old and not wanting to trade for the old superstar, because I think it's just ill. It's not thought of correctly, you know, and not that I'm trying to tell you how to think. I just kind of think y'all are wrong here. And let me explain why. It's not like you're trading for Kevin Durant to be who the Brooklyn Nets were bringing in when they brought him in. Certainly not the Kevin Durant who the Golden State Warriors were bringing in all those years ago. And not even the Kevin Durant that the Phoenix Suns traded for. They were trading for the guy to be the face of the franchise, the number one option, the guy that gets the ball every single time, and basically the heart of the team. Whereas for the first time in Kevin Durant's career, for the first time in Kevin Durant's basketball life, probably, he would come here and be a complimentary player. He would be the most talented. He would be the most accomplished. He would be the most famous. But what the Rockets have going on and what they would have to give up wouldn't be so much of the nucleus to where it would change the overall identity of the team, which so many of us Rockets fans already like and feel good about. It could be Jalen Green. It could be Dylan Brooks. It could be something to match salaries, but it's not going to be like some kind of disruption to your overall core that the Rockets have built here. You're still going to have probably you're still going to have 6 of the 7 guys more than likely that you drafted over the last 4 years, plus more than likely most of these Suns picks. I'm saying it's not going to cost you a whole hell of a lot to bring Kevin Durant here, nor are you going to require Kevin Durant to be the Kevin Durant that you've understood him to be over the last 20 years or whatever it's been in his career. So you got to kind of reimagine the role and the spot that Kevin Durant is going to be in as just basically substituting Jalen Green for Kevin Durant. I got a hard time believing that you wouldn't do that and that you can't see the difference that that would make in this Rockets offense. So I'm 100% for it.
All right, here is my would you rather with the Kevin Durant trade talks intensifying and understanding that there's three or four, maybe five teams interested. Look, you got to think the Knicks and the Minnesota Timberwolves are interested, right?
Yeah,
I mean you got Knicks for sure.
Yeah, the Knicks. I would think that the San Antonio Spurs would be pretty high up there.
I've seen the Spurs, the Knicks, the Rockets, and I did see a mention of Minnesota. I don't know if that was the fourth you were thinking of.
Yeah, and I think Minnesota, part of that's got to do with the Anthony Edwards connection. He idolizes Kevin Durant, of course. They've got their own questions now about getting over the hump after a really impressive run two playoffs ago, and then, of course, this season losing in the semifinals. So, yeah, man, look, but I still look at the Rockets as in the perfect position to make the move, and he fits so perfectly into the thing that they are lacking, okay? And I know people got their questions about him being healthy and all these other sorts of things. I'm not here to play scared. Kevin Durant has been healthy over the last year, or has played quite a bit over the last year. I don't have those same issues. I think he fits perfectly into what they need. If it was a matter of, hey, you got to give up a bunch to commit to a 37-year-old dude, then of course I would change the conversation and move on to the next thing. But I don't think it's that. I think it's just a matter of adding what amounts to a complimentary piece, albeit a legend at that. So I'm here for it, man. I would love to see them do this.
All right, those trade talks expected to intensify over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Here's my would you rather. And look, I know there's context that matters here. Take it out of the mix, right? Like, you can go. I'm talking to the people out there. B Scott, you go on wherever direction you want to go. But I understand that. As you just mentioned, like a deal for Durant is going to entail a far fewer pieces or a far less value than a deal for Giannis.
Yep.
Right? So I get that. But here's the deal. Ron and I have had this conversation before, hell, on air a couple of weeks ago. But here's the question. Would you rather? Would you rather the Rockets have a Jalen Green trade for Kevin Durant? Get a Jalen Green involved deal for Kevin Durant, or would you rather the Rockets have a Alperen Şengün deal for Giannis Antetokounmpo? Which deal would you rather? Got to pick one. Can't straddle the fence. Got to pick one. Which one would you rather? B. Scott, you first.
I take Giannis. And you heard me just make the case for Kevin Durant. And that's why I love the position that the Rockets are in, because I don't feel like there are too many bad options for them. And that's not a cop-out. That is just literally loving the position that they are in. But to your question, since we're not straddling the fence, we're giving a direct answer to a direct question, right? Give me Giannis. Just flat out. Give me. If I'm in a position to trade for a guy that not only has won back-to-back MVPs, but at times has played even better since then than his back-to-back MVP seasons. Think about this, Clint. He's had no less than 4 seasons after winning back-to-back MVPs where he's averaged like 30 points. One of them was 29.9.
Yeah.
So like he's averaged effectively 30 points for 4 or 5 seasons or so after winning back-to-back MVPs. I think people, because Giannis did have an injury, because the Milwaukee Bucks have deteriorated over time, and it's really hard to keep teams together these days. But because of this, I think people feel like maybe Giannis is some kind of diminished version of himself. And I'm just here to tell you, as somebody that watches the NBA on a nightly basis, that he is not. I am here as somebody that watched Giannis play against the Rockets at Toyota Center and talked to him in the locker room. Somebody that watched Kevin Durant play against the Rockets at Toyota Center this past season and talked to him in the locker room. Neither of these guys has lost their fastball or is not any good anymore. They are excellent, excellent, excellent basketball players, and Giannis is still, I would say, a top 4 or 5 player in all of basketball, and what you have now is a far cry from that. So it's easily Giannis for me.
Yeah, and this was not planned. I would go the opposite. And tell me if I'm crazy, but I think one, you got to give up less, and the piece you give up is Jalen Green, who I'm out on.
Okay.
But I think when you look at the Rockets overall, what you need is a shooter. What you score really.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You need shooting, right? But in this move, a shooter, right? So I think you get that. You answer a lot of questions with Kevin Durant, assuming that you get the good Kevin Durant at an older age. And you give up far less. And I got to believe that you'd be committed for an extremely short period of time. I would rather go that route than give up Şengün, who I will admit I'm a little partial to my man Şengün. Like the Giannis thing would be a longer commitment. I think you would have to. You still have to go get shooting. I think you could potentially kind of change what it is you do offensively with Giannis. But I look at Şengün, man, and I think his game. And you can say this for a lot of guys, I'm assuming, but like I'm just sold that his game is going to age really, really well. Like he does not. Şengün does not depend on elite athletic ability, like elite NBA athletic ability, to go get you points and produce at an extremely high level. I think it's going to age really well. I love the, whether it was because he bought in or because it's just what he's, the cloth he's cut from, the hustle, the toughness, the bigger the stage, brighter the lights, the more I'm going to give you. I just would hate for the Rockets to give up that guy.
Yeah, so the really the heart of this question or the answer to it depends on what do you have an appetite for. So I say the Kevin Durant move is the easiest and simplest move if you're in the camp of, hey, I don't want to do too much disruption of what we've got going on.
That's where I'm at.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.